committee special meeting on September 2nd. So we have number 7, action to approve candidates for in-person interviews. We need a motion to approve the candidates with the numbers that we used in to discuss them.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve applicant 2 and applicant 4 for interviews, for in-person interviews.
And second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Or abstain?
Yeah. Let me think for a minute. I couldn't hear you, Joni. Seriously.
She said, let me think for a minute.
Give me a minute.
Oh.
Abstain.
Okay. So the motion carries. So I hope that we would. We're going to next go into executive session for the questions, and then we'll come out and talk about the next steps as far as the logistics of interviewing and such. So that's
okay. Do we need to go into executive session to come up
for the questions? I don't know. We had for the before, as far as being.
I don't think we have to because we're not talking about personnel at all, right?
Well, we did for the questions for the. Written questions.
Okay.
I don't just think that we had to. I think it was a choice that we made.
Okay. Do we think then that we do not want to? We can just talk about these questions.
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably fine, and they'll be reflected in the minutes, and people can see how we discussed it. And
are you
is,
looking
oh,
up
the
something,
question,
Jenny?
Is
what's that?
Are you
do
looking
we
up
want
something?
I was trying to remember in the last meeting minutes.
Uh-huh.
At what point we decided to go into executive session. And like when we decided that in the July meeting, how that went, like why we decided to go into executive session for questions.
Well,
it's so they don't have the questions in advance.
But I'm trying to like because we're going to be interviewing them in. Does it matter? Because they're going to have the same opportunities. It's not like getting them ahead of time is going to matter or not, or is it?
I kind of would rather they didn't have it.
Yeah.
I would rather they didn't have the questions because we've gotten their thoughtful, written answers.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to kind of see how they are.
Like we want to have it be, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go.
Okay, wait, well we need the motion. Then.
Okay. I'll make the motion. We go into executive session.
Same.
This is number 8?
Yeah, number 8.
Okay. Proposed executive session pursuant to 1 VSA S313A3 for the appointment, employment, or evaluation of public officer or employee. And that would be to discuss the in-person interview questions.
Yes. Thank you for adding that reason. So, have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Or any discussion, which we already discussed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's 11:21. We are now closing for an executive.
It's 12:07.
All right, let's open the door. And I guess go just let them know upstairs, if you don't mind, because in case anybody's waiting. Anybody need to go to the bathroom?
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. It's 12:09, and we are back in open meeting, the Paulette Public Library Hiring Committee special meeting on September 2nd. Next item on our agenda is a discussion action, approve in-person interview questions for the library director candidates, discuss timeline and next steps. Do I have a motion to approve the questions that we discussed?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
A second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay, we have those questions. And now this timeline and next steps. So the next step is to schedule an interview, in-person interview. What kind of availability does the board board have?
This week?
Probably. This week and then move on to next week, but it would be good to do if we could this week.
Does that get the candidates that time too?
Yeah, right. It's dependent on their availability. But like, I think we should work out some possibilities and then
I'd like to do this week. It would be great to do that. I have a full availability except for Thursday morning.
Thursday, I'm busy. Well, unless we did it early, unless we did it before. Before 9, I'm busy.
She can't do Thursday.
I can't do Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
I'm like open except for Thursday morning. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I probably wasn't clear.
No, I
couldn't hear.
Thursday is totally booked for me.
Okay.
I have something. Friday is open. I do have an hour-long appointment starting at 2:15.
On Friday?
On Friday. So Friday morning. Friday either before.
Friday.
1:30. Friday good for you.
Friday's not good
for
Grace.
Not good for Grace. Okay. How about Wednesday the 3rd?
That's fast turnaround.
Yeah.
I have a 7 a.m. appointment, but then I think I'm free.
Grace?
Yeah, Wednesday.
I just have that 12 to 1 thing, but I can not go to that.
Free.
Okay.
But does that give them enough time? I mean, that's
what we find out.
We can ask them if they're available. If they're not, then we move on. So no, not at all on Fridays for you?
I could do after, after 4.
Okay.
Friday afternoon? After 4.
After 4, I could be available, yes.
Okay, okay. I'm available as well.
Me too.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay.
So that's 2, and then what about Saturday?
Saturday is booked for me.
I can't do Saturday.
It's pretty hard for me to get out on
Sunday
again.
Sunday.
I can't do.
I know weekends.
It's actually Bob's birthday Sunday, but.
Well, the perfect. You can invite him.
Joking.
Sunday is hard for me. Joan has a fire training all day.
Yeah.
And so.
I think that's.
Well, let's see. We've got Wednesday, Friday afternoon.
Friday. And then next week, we can do next week.
Monday?
Yeah. I can do Monday during the day, not in the evening.
I can do Monday before 2.
I'm not sure. I have an appointment at Dartmouth, so I don't know. It's getting rescheduled, but I don't know when. It's getting rescheduled for next week. I did say nothing on the 9th, which is a select board. No, it's our meeting.
Why don't we see if Wednesday and Friday is available?
It's
only 2 candidates.
Yeah, and then we'll get a sense of their availability. And
right.
If they're like, no, I can only do evenings,
right,
or I can
right.
only
okay.
do this. And we are allowed to schedule via email.
Right, yes.
So we can do
exactly.
that.
We don't have to vote on schedule.
And do you think they want them back to back, or if it won,
no?
I think it's just on their availability.
Yeah.
I don't really.
No,
and we said they came 45 minutes.
Let's make them an hour apart then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how does that work
if they're both doing, you know,
right.
So it's just the interview, is it here in the library then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I meant to bring this up earlier. Can we just, at the end, say, do you have any questions for us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
We're not taking questions.
Do you want to do that before or after the last book?
After.
Because I feel like...
After.
Okay.
Really?
After.
Okay. I kind of liked the last book.
Yeah, but then they might think it's done and not, I don't know.
I think it's a lastly thing.
Okay.
Any interview that I've ever done, it's the last
thing. Okay. So, yeah, that sounds good. So we have the timeline and next steps. And I think that's right. That's all we have. We're reaching out to see if
mm-hmm.
this week.
So I'll send those emails.
Okay, great.
Also, we discussed the timeline and next steps, which
yeah.
is the interviewing.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's, is there a meeting after interviews, or is there?
We don't have a meeting on the 9th.
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
For the hiring committee?
Or does the board come together after the interviews in the meeting?
The board hires the...
I understand. I'm just saying, like, the whatever, I guess it would be the hiring committee, but to...
Let's schedule interviews and see, yeah. You know.
Okay. Is there... What I mean is, process.
When we interviewed last year, we interviewed them, we discussed, didn't we?
Then we'd have to do an open meeting.
After the interview, it was on July 5th, was when the community came.
We can
interview without having an open meeting, right?
I believe so.
We have to.
We have an open meeting because there was an agenda with open.
Because I don't want to have, like, the candidates.
Interviews are not an open meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want there to be public there.
I can even check on that as far as how that.
I think if we had a discussion afterwards, we
would
have to.
That would be a meeting. But it would go to executive session for the like, whatever. And I think that would be the two-step even where...
And then the community could come after the meeting for public comment.
But I don't want to publicize the times of the interviews.
Right. No. It's not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the after. But I guess...
Does it have to be? I mean, like, don't we... Because we're meeting as a group... We're still subject to open meeting law.
Yes.
We still are required to have a public comment.
Yeah. Not for interviews.
I don't think for the interviews.
Not for
you
interviews.
Can check on that.
That's called interviewing. Joan.
Wait, Sue. But for open meeting.
It's a reasonable question.
Yes. Yeah, but she keeps... But
the hiring committee is also adheres to open meeting law.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does.
So I think what we can't do is...
So the five of us together
is discussed after the interviews, right?
Well, I that that's a, what I was.
Or is that part of the
I'm
interview?
Wondering if I don't know. I'd
have the executive session.
Well,
yeah, it would be then.
That would mean, so mean it's a meeting.
We would have a second meeting, is what I'm asking. That
so
would be
a meeting after the interviews.
Yeah,
after the last interview, we could tag on a meeting.
That's yes.
So, like, say we interview one person tomorrow and one person Friday. Friday after that meeting, we would have to
warn it.
We'd have to warn it. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to warn it, and I don't. Like I said, I don't want to publicize when we're doing the interviews.
No. Right. Meaning,
and if we were warning a meeting, we'd have to.
Unless it was.
Say we meet them Friday morning, and then we have like a meeting at noon or something like that. It doesn't have to be right after the interview.
Well, I can. Can I look into that? That works and
please
see what
do.
The process
yeah.
is.
Because,
and then,
yeah.
And then mean? And then I will work out a process and maybe suggest a timeline for that meeting. Not the interviews we have already figured out, but for how what we need to do in order to fulfill the duties or whatever. You know,
I
okay.
may be
okay.
slow.
Sorry.
Let's admit that I'm slow, but. The interview is the interview.
Right.
But because the five of us are together, it's not subject to open meeting law?
No, it is.
The hiring committee is also subject to open
yes.
meeting laws, no matter how many people. That's what the interviews, I believe, are not. They're separate. But I don't
they're
know.
They're hopefully exempt from open law.
Is
what you're going to check, right?
I think so. Yeah,
right.
I can check
okay.
that.
I got it.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't clear. Like whether, because I think in the past, the public last year when we were in doing the interview process, the public demanded that it was, that it be open to them and that they be able to give public comment.
Not during the interviews.
But directly after.
But it must have been warned for them to know about it. I think that
but I just don't understand how we're getting around warning the five of us getting together.
For an interview.
I just, that's I'm just trying to, that's what I'm just trying
yeah.
to check.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go back and
look at my
good information too.
Yeah. Interviews are separate, but go ahead.
They are, okay. Okay.
Just,
and
yeah. we'll figure that
so
out.
So then I will just verify that it's open meeting law and then meetings after through the timeline.
And then in that closed meeting, in that meeting after the interviews, we would make a recommendation. We
right.
would decide on a recommendation to the board.
For
the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Oh, today is the select board meeting. Okay. So we have finished number 9. Is that right? I'm going to check on the process of interviewing if that is separate from having an open meeting. Mm-hmm. And then I will also try to figure out a timing for a meeting afterwards, after the meetings interviews have been conducted. And that's just a timing. Mm-hmm. And those would be open meeting. And then
I'm just looking up the laws. Sorry.
Okay.
In order to, under VSA 313A3, as we know, for the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee, those may occur in executive session, and the interview may exist in executive session, but the meeting itself has to exist in an open, duly warned meeting in order for that executive session to exist.
Uh-huh.
So the meeting has to be warned. Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense of what we went through last year.
Yes.
So, but for the interviews, she's saying.
The motion must state for the specific statutory reason to evaluate candidate for employment.
Yeah.
No action beyond what is permitted, i.e., the final hiring decision must occur in open session with public explanation of the decision. So if we decide. We have to, that has to obviously be open.
Okay, so it looks like then we're at that.
So that precludes us from having it tomorrow.
Yeah. Unless it's up, we get an answer and we, 5 o'clock or something.
Then we want to do
24-hour notice, yeah.
So,
and that was from?
That's from the Vermont.
So
the Vermont open meeting law.
Okay.
So theoretically, if someone could interview tomorrow at 5, we will have time to warn it 24 hours. And then again.
That's basically. That's, yeah.
So we need to get out communication to the candidates immediately.
And then, I guess...
Maybe do it right now?
We're still in our meeting.
Yeah.
I'll
do it as soon as we get home.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're...
You're able to do it today, though, before, as soon as you get home.
Yeah.
And then I'll be on... you'll be in touch with me so that the morning would come out, if we need it. Okay. I guess let them know that as well. Okay. That sounds like we're set. We'll move on to a reflection of operating norms.
Please.
Are you ready for that?
I think so.
Did we focus on agenda topics? Were we open-minded? Did we respect each other? Did we value different viewpoints? Were we responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan? Did we make decisions based on data and facts? Did we listen to each other? Or are we reflective? And did we run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent? I feel like we did a great job today.
Thank you, too.
That's a yes from Joni as well. It's a nod. We're not on camera, but I just wanted to record that. So does anybody else have those thoughts about the operating norms?
No, just that I concur.
Okay. All right, we are next on to public comment, and we have no public. Moving on to our next regular meeting, which is September 9th at 6 p.m. here at the library. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right, any discussion? We can adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
No.
So I know you're going to go.
We are opposed at 12:25.